I was wondering when you'd get here. Did you catch some nerves on the way over? Oh, well, forgive me for assuming, but if I were you, I would have been nervous. Interviewing an erotic hypnotist one-on-one requires some bravery. Anyway, can you take a seat for me right here? Yes? Good. Well, I'm glad you came over. Like I said, I'd be happy to help in any way I can. Ask away. I'm an open book for you, your publicist, your readers. Yeah, that makes sense. There wasn't much to find out there before a few years ago. Erotic hypnosis is a bit of a niche topic. Were you having trouble finding resources? And you want to know more? Want to know what I do? Yes, I can tell you about my sessions, but what did you have in mind in particular? How it works? What I usually say, or... a full session. This isn't just research for an opinion piece, is it? Yes, of course it is. But so you know, I wouldn't mind showing you what I do, even if it's not for research. First, I'll need you to do two very important things for this to work. Listen to my voice, and put aside any expectations you hold of how this is supposed to go. I won't make you dance like a chicken or anything like that. I'll just take a loose grasp of your attention. Can you give that to me? Good. So, let's start at the beginning with a nice deep breath all the way down deep into your belly and hold it for a few moments for me. Now slowly exhale. Expelling all of your breath, noticing how your mind is settling, your body becoming heavier. Another deep breath in, expanding your lungs, feeling a sense of relaxation taking hold of you, and letting it out. Now, repeat, measured, intentional, and deep. Each breath bringing a wave of calm over you, with my voice guiding you into the slow, steady rhythm. I'm here to help your body and your mind let go, deepening the strength of this pleasant, loose, and limp feeling. And the deeper your breath, the deeper this feeling, the stronger this sense of tranquility is. Now, I'd like you to imagine a blank page and recognize the potential within this blank page and the power that it has with its emptiness. As a writer, you know as well as I do how a blank page can be transformed into something beautiful. A process of creation, something inarguably unique. maybe even exciting. Picture that page being filled with words that make you happy. Words that describe how you feel right now. Relaxed. Comfortable. Sinking deep down, effortless, listening, releasing, following, accepting, complying, obeying. You feel warm and safe. So happy to hear my voice and listen to my words. So glad that you've come here today to speak with me, to listen to my voice. You want to keep listening, to keep obeying. Yes, that's it. That's a good boy. My voice is all you can hear, all you want to hear, all you want to do is be right here, sinking into your seat, right at this moment. And all you need to do is comply with my suggestions. You have no desire to do anything but feel yourself sinking for me. And sinking sounds like such a lovely thing to do, because you know my voice will cradle you as you slide down deeper, as you slip into the depths of a luxurious state of trance for me. So sink, sink down, 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 deep. So deep now that you're just realizing at this moment that it's hard to think. Isn't that right? And even then, only because I've brought it to your attention. That silly little attention of yours, loosely grasped by my voice, too slippery for you to hold. You want to let me have it. It's so much easier to let me take it. Isn't that right? Say yes, Gigi. Good boy. You want to sink for me, don't you? Good boy. You want to surrender to the sound of my voice, don't you? Good boy. Let it in. This profound sense of surrender. Your thoughts are distant. Your control is too far away from you. As my voice surrounds you, it pushes it away, further and further. Good. So very, very good. It feels good to allow the reassuring sound of my voice to melt your resistances. And alongside that good feeling is this warmth, heat growing, burning inside of you that increases as your thoughts slow, as you go deeper into trance, going deeper and deeper and deeper. Remember our blank page. So filled with words, with text unreadable, pleasurable words that have padded your mind. Let's complete our page. There's just enough room for 10 numbers on it. Complete it with me. Visualize each numeral as I say it, scrawled in a flaming red on our blank page. And each number brings more pleasure, more heat to you, stoking the flame that we've ignited. 10, 8, 9, growing, 8, mind, 7, surrendering, 6, my voice, 5, igniting within you. 4. Blazing in your mind. 3. Burning into pleasure. 2. Exploding into 1. Ecstasy. Sink. And let our page burst into flames. Your pleasure spark within you and surrender to the euphoria. Good boy. You're so nice and deep for me that I think it's time. Follow me. Stand up. Follow my voice. Take my hand and let me lead you. Through here, down the hall, into my bedroom. Good boy. Come. Sit. On the foot of my bed. Oh, what an obedient subject you've become. So natural for you to let me take the lead. So natural to feel heat when you hear my voice. So much heat that as I touch you, I feel that your skin is so hot. The flames of pleasure are flicking in your stomach. Lay back for me. Relax and let me remove everything in my way. This clothing is no longer necessary, and neither are your thoughts. Look at you. And look at me. Looking at me while I pay attention to this cock. Good boy. Already so hard for me. You're a very dirty boy, you know. How cute that you couldn't control this, couldn't keep yourself from getting aroused. So little resistance. Yes, it just feels so good to let me toy with you. Your body, your mind, your cock. Yes, let my hand stroke up and down, up and down, while your cock is wrapped. Trapped inside my fist. Inside. Just like my voice and your mind deep inside of you. And trapping so firmly around you physically and mentally. You're unable to resist my voice. You just have to lay still for me and let me touch you, tease you, prepare you to surrender even more of yourself to me. Do you feel my words simultaneously breaking your resolve, filling the cracks with my influence, replacing any thoughts you might have had with pleasure, with obedience, making you so excited that it's hard to move, hard to do anything but feel that burning pleasure inside of you? That burning pleasure that sends you deeper. Each time I slide my fist up and down your cock, you sink deeper under my control. You burn brighter, deeper into submission, into obedience, into a state in which you desperately ache to belong to me. And I will gladly hold you down there, deep in submission. Feel my other hand grasp your balls and hold you as you sink, as you burn, holding you in place, keeping you where you won't be able to think, to resist. All you can do is lay back and let the pleasure drag you down. You think someone as determined as you would be able to resist a bit longer, An intelligent man who writes for a living shouldn't be so easily corrupted, nor should you be so entirely aroused just by a few words. What was it that did this to you? Was it my induction just now, or did you decide to take a deeper look into my online persona before coming? Did you listen to my hypnotic audios? The ones that condition you to get horny just at the sound of my voice? Is that why you're so turned on for me? Is that why you're moaning for me? Is that why you're burning deep inside? Why you arrived late? You were so lost in pleasure, so lost in my control that you lost track of time. Tell me, did you already know when you walked through my door what it meant to be my good boy? You've lost your words, little author. It's okay. I know you did. I know you listened. It was written all over your face. It's okay. You don't need to be embarrassed that you're speechless. Finally out of words. You just need to be blank. You just need to be a good boy. And what do good boys do? Good boys feel pleasure, don't they? They feel heat. They do. That's right. So why don't you just enjoy the sensations as I lean down and use my mouth in a way that you have never experienced? Yes, my good boy, I'm going to pleasure your needy cock now, and you are going to feel every lick, every slurp, every hum of my mouth around you. No thoughts now. Not with my lips wrapped around you. My tongue lapping, insulating over you. Your sensitive tip. Building as my slurps sucks tongues feel so much better with each passing moment. Good boy. Trembling inside of me. So obedient. So deep. So hypnotized. such heat. Do you want to submit? Do you need to let go? Come best. you so badly. Not yet. Whining isn't the way to get what you want from me. No. Though you do sound cute. I'd prefer to hear you beg for more. Go on, be a good boy. Beg. Say, please give me more. Oh, you're so enthusiastic. So cute. You really have trained yourself to my voice, my snaps, already. Haven't you? How much more do you want? Oh, Pat, that's enough. I'll give you more. Much more. You know I have room for your cock in my throat. Good boys, obey. Good boys, submit. Good boys, feel pleasure. Good boys are horny fuck toys. No more thorns. Just pleasure. Good boy. This cock's delicious. Give me more. Slide deep into my throat and throb. Lose control. Lose control. In spasm. Each twitch, sending you deeper. That was close. I had not down my throat, pet. No. Erotic hypnosis, and I can do so much more for you. Much, much more. Now why don't you grab your cock and watch me while I remove my clothes? Shh, take a breather. Yes, watch my hand slowly sliding to the top of my silk blouse. I'm doing one button at a time. Revealing more and more of my breasts. So soft. Smooth. And fair. I'm not wearing underwear. No bra. No panties. Beneath this cute little skirt. Oh, I knew what you wanted, handsome. I knew exactly what I was going to be doing with you. So, lay back down again for me. That's it. Let me tease you. Let me straddle you. Just rub and slide my hot, wet pussy against that tip of yours. so wet from the back of my throat, from my cunt. I'm excited too, Pat. I'm so ready. Let me know. Tell me how badly you want me. Yes, I want to hear your sweet fucking voice. Louder. Oh, louder. Yes, I love this little moan. More. More. Come on, moan for me. Oh. Such a good listener. Well, then, I guess you need a reward. Your cock's sliding in so easily, so hard, so warm, so deep. Feel my cunt sliding around you, Pat. Feel yourself giving away even more of yourself to me as I take you deeper. Deeper to the base, heat surrounding you, swallowing you whole. So full, so deep inside of me. I could just stay here, rocking back and forth, grinding down on you, feeling you, filling me up. I may very well stay, just like this. Unless someone were to beg for me to start writing. Oh, what was that? I didn't quite catch that. Say it again. Mistress? Is that what you called me? No, say it again. You'll have to be louder, Pat. Now. What did you say? Oh, my good boy, that felt good. I just couldn't help myself. I had to make you beg, to make you say that lovely word again. Say it again. Yes. Oh, good boy. Why don't you keep calling me that? Keep calling me mistress. Feels so natural. Feels like you've always wanted to call me that. And it feels so good too, doesn't it? Does. You know what else feels good? Being a good boy. You're a good boy for me. So obedient and helpless. You love feeling this way. Having me wrapped around you while you drift. Being blank. Being horny, being empty, being milked, being mine. It's perfect. You're perfect, a perfect good boy, good listener, good fuck toy. Such a strong, hard cock for me, so thick, pulsing and twitching, grinding up against me. Yeah. Yes, you are. You're such a good boy for mistress. Let mistress fill your mind with sweet words while you fill her body up with your cock. Feel me hot and tight, wet and slick, and let me make you into the perfect hypno slut for me. Yes, you want that. Say yes, mistress. Good boy. Hypno slut just for mistress Gigi. Now that you're all mine, you won't be needing your mind anymore. Not with my cunt around you. You only want mistress's wet hot pussy from now on. You need it to ignite this fire within you, just like you need your mind to shut off for a little while. You need your words to stop, to be stolen away, until you're just a sexy, empty-minded fuck toy. Oh. Nothing in your mind, just pleasure and heat. That bonfire blazing strong with pleasure. So lost in it, so lost in pleasure. and can't do anything but grab onto my hips while I ride you up and down, up and down, up and down. It's all too much for your empty mind. But you want more, don't you? You want this empty little mind to break. Good boy. Oh, yes, feel it. Stronger, faster, wetter, hotter, inescapable lust and heat. Be a good, obedient boy and repeat after me. And let those flames grow stronger. Let that pleasure grow. Grow, grow as you twitch and throb and pulse and link. Good boys are weak. Good boys are submissive. You're a good boy. You're a helpless fuck toy. You love mistress's cunt. You need to please your mistress. You love mistress's cunt. You need to please your mistress. You're a fuck toy for mistress. Fuck toy for mistress. A good fuck toy. Helpless fuck toy. Hot and ready. You want to come in mistress's cunt, don't you? You want to let go and spurt. Spurt it all down deep into me, yeah? And you want me to come too while I ride you. You want to bring me pleasure. You want me to milk you dry with my pulsing cunt, throbbing, spasming. Good boy. You want me to squeeze around you and squirm. And you want me to take your mind, let it fade away and be nothing, nothing but empty and obedient as long as mistress wishes. Oh, yes. Good boy. Dumb and drooly and blank from all this pleasure. I want you screaming for me. Grab my hips, grab my ass, squeeze me. Oh, pull me down onto you while I squeeze around you. Feel my cunt gripping you. Hot and wet, slick. Fuck up into me, bad. Up, up, thrust, 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 throb, pulse. Yes, do you feel that, good boy? Oh, it feels so good. And you don't even know why, do you? You dumb little fuck toy, too obsessed with your pleasure, too lost in the blaze of words to tell me that I am milking your cock perfectly, teetering on that edge, ready to fall over, and mistress knows just how to ride you to make you tip over that edge. Yeah, slide my cunt up and down on that slutty fuck stick and hold my hips and hump, hump, hump up into me, thrust and empty yourself just like that. Your mind is going white, going blank, bursting and emblazed with pleasure. Yes, 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 you have no control. No control anymore. You have to give in. You have to come. You have to let go. You have to spurt it all out into me. You have to show your submission, your obedience, and release it all. Release it all for me. I'll count down from 10 now, and you'll come for me when I reach 1. Let that page burst into flames and incinerate as you release. 10. 9, 8, 7, losing your mind. 6, replacing it with my cunt. 5, my horny good boy. 4, submissive and obedient. 3, 2, so close, so close. It'd be so easy to let go now, so easy, but you won't, not without permission. I'm right there. I'm right there. You're going to come with me. Just scream. No, let go. Scream into me and let go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come. Come in my cunt. Yes, let it all go. Let it all burn away. Ah,
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, make a mess in me. Make a mess of your mind. Oh, and lose control. Keep coming fucked away. Mindless, blank, and empty. Surrounded by cunt. Nothing but pleasure spurt and sink. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, what an obedient new plaything you've been. You look into my eyes. Hi, my little author. Was this research helpful? Here. Let me rest on you. Just like this. My weight sinking into you, holding you. My warmth fading into a nice, soft, gentle heat. Breathe deeply for me. Breathe in and rest now. Rest. No more commands. Just sleep. You can handle that, darling. I know you can. Sleeping is so easy. Rest your eyes and slow your breathing. Grow heavier, stiller, and feel me around you. Let your mind wander deeper and darker to the depth of silence and slumber. And let all those ties holding you to me sever as you regain control of your mind, of your body, of your attention. You have control. And a really good story.